want Mish? How does summer treat you?
Boy, I have to admit I'm glad it's over. I couldn't manage Andrew at home for one more day. But it really wasn't too bad at all.
Oh boy. Tell me something. You did buy all of Andrew book them before school start?
No, you know. I said I was going just wait till September morning for hear what them was saying about Pep. You did buy Renee book them?
Most of them. I'm gonna know what I must do with them now. After me waste my hard-earned money go buy a book when I sit on book list.
Quiet down, everyone. We're about to start. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. I would have already seen most of you this week, but welcome again. We want to also thank Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, for accepting the invitation to come and address your concerns about the new book list for the primary exit profile. So without further ado, I welcome Minister Reid to address you and answer your questions.
I want to thank you all for the great work that you're doing.
Let's take our first question. Yes?
Good day, Mr. Minister. My very first question to you is, what is going to happen to parents who took their hard-earned money to buy GSAP books?
Well, again, I'm happy for the question because we are clarifying that the textbook for the National Standards Curriculum, and when you say PEP, remember, the PEP is the assessment, the National Standards Curriculum, as it says, would be the content, and that would have been in the system from 2016. So the textbook for the content for which people are using for GSAP remains the same. Right.
Hello, Minister. So where can we find these books when they become available? And we're only going to get books? Just dry, so? No additional resources to go with the books?
Publishers are now ready to release their workbooks. So by the second week of September, workbook will be made available. We'll make sure we develop apps, YouTube videos, all that we need to do, use social media to ensure persons are empowered in our preparation for PEP. We'll also use print media to make sure we have, as happened with GSAT, you have weekly study guides surrounding PEP.
Mr. Minister, what do these books look like? And what kind of questions are they going to be asking my child? You don't have any samples, sir, or anything to give us as parents so that we can look at it?
The sample items for the curriculum-based tests, ability tests, were circulated to the grade 6 teachers. Well, we sent them to the principals of the school from June, so those should be in the system already. But we will also send a complete workbook to the system again by the second week in September.
Excuse me, Minister. My daughter did the PEPMOC exam last term, and boy, that performance task mash her up. It hard, innit? And we're going to try and make it look more understandable this year.
In regards to the performance task, again, based on the meeting we had with the JTA, I have given a directive that instead of having one item to choose from for the performance task, we will ensure that we have about two or three to choose from, and that the item will be very much within the experiential background of the average student.
And what about the teacher then? Is the ministry doing enough to get our children ready? I'm very concerned about that.
How can I be sure my child won't get left behind by this new PEP thing?
What we want is to break down barriers. So we have to cater to the different learning styles. Education system itself has to be flexible and agile. There are some persons who learn in an abstract way. Some persons are visual, they're auditory, they have what they call kinesthetic and all of that sort of things. Because if you don't want anyone left behind, you now have to create an education system that takes everybody on board.
All right, parents, we have to end now, but I'm sure you're just bubbling with more questions. You can write to the office or make an appointment with Ms. Keys to see me so that more of your concerns may be addressed.
I want to thank our parents yet again. I want to thank the hardworking teachers. I want to thank you all for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, Minister. Parents and teachers, have a good day.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Education's Student Assessment Unit at 876-455-3003.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.